All right. Well, Dee Dee and Peter Hegnauer, thank you very much for joining us today. And from chilly Belgium, I guess now, as you were just describing, we're in springtime weather here, so it won't be super warm today. But anyway, thank you. And we received your prayer requests, but would just like to have you update us verbally. Some will have seen those, some may not have seen them. Give us, a personal update first about yourselves and the family there. I saw some of those, but then tell us about the ministry.
Okay.
Well, as you see, we are still alive. I'm getting into 77 years old on the 8th of May. So we're still full power. Dee Dee has the clubs, and I go every day to the office. And I mainly work with churches and teach them how to teach children effectively. You certainly know the courses that CEF is giving, which means TCE, Teaching Children Effectively. These are 30-hour courses. And here in Belgium and Luxembourg, we do it in 4 Saturdays. And, they know what CEF means, Child Evangelism Fellowship. And the headquarters are still in Warrenton, near St. Louis, and it started in 1936, so it's over 80 years old. What's going to be interesting in June, we will appoint a new president. Reese Kaufman and his wife Linda will step down after many, many years, very fruitful years, and he's done a fantastic job. But he must be now, right now, maybe 79 or 80 years old, so it's time for him also to take the hat.
We don't know if you have any questions. We don't have our list of prayer requests in front of us. So.
Well, how is it going with clubs there in Belgium and surrounding areas? COVID affected those, obviously. How have you been working through that?
It's been, let's say, on the minor side, not on the major side, because as you know, Belgium is a very hard country to reach out to families and to children, and then, of course, we've had the COVID. But there has been one club now, another one is starting, one in near Antwerp, and another in Ghent that has just started for Belgian kids, but, because there's so many Africans in this country, a lot of those kids were born here. So they're also Belgians, but there's a lot of diversity in the clubs. And the clubs we have in our home are also small. I have the Tiny Tots. We're doing Easter club tomorrow, and there's only 3 girls. But, I really like it because it's possible then to go much deeper with the kids when you can really share one-on-one with each other. And then I have, I've called them the mid-kids come next week. And they are from age 8 to 11. There's 4 of them. And these kids have really soaked up the Word of God like a sponge. Many of them know a lot from the Bible, and those kids know every book in the Old and New Testament. It's kind of funny, though. They can rattle off the names, but when we get Bibles out to do a sword drill, then that's the litmus test, because it's hard sometimes for them to really find, Ezekiel and 1 John and Leviticus. But it's been very rewarding to do that, and I just praise God the way He has provided someone else to help me who knew the work very well when when she and her husband just came to their, to our church about a year and a half ago from Slovakia. She and her husband met in a CEF camp in Slovakia. The director, I illustrated a tract for Slovakia one time. And, her husband and brought him to Brussels. So when we met, and they decided to come to our church. And so we, of course, this is all divine intervention. We met and I told her that, you know, she asked what we were doing. I told her that I had many clubs in my house and she took an interest in that. And ever since then, she's come to help me and she's brilliant. She's so good at games. She's quite a bit younger than me, which is good. So she has a lot of energy and she has, been now, she started to teach the tiny tots, in English, you know, the Bible lesson, which is a big step for her because she only speaks kind of broken English, but she does a great job. The Lord gives her the enabling, you know, and then she also is very good at doing games for the kids. So we have a really good time and, having a good time is really not the point, but coming to know Jesus and experiencing his love and his grace, that's been so evident, you know, when we do it. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. But this club evolved out of after Peter and I got married, it was 1986 when we got married, we moved here to Belgium. And, a couple of years after that, I really felt God prompting me to start a Flemish club in our area. I didn't know how on earth it was going to happen because I couldn't speak the language that well. I guess it wasn't 2 years. It was a little bit longer than that because I took a 2-year course in Flemish. And then our children went to a grade school where they grew up speaking Flemish. So I really felt that was first and foremost that we really get in on the turf where we were and start a club. And God just did a miracle. He brought forward people that could not only had never done clubs or anything like that, but they taught a little bit of Sunday school, but they were so natural in giving Bible lessons. So we had a team of about 5 people in the end, and we gave this club for about 5 years, and there was around 25 to 35 children on a weekly basis. So that was really good. And then that club changed when we moved. We moved when our oldest daughter became 12 and, we wanted her to go to an international school. So then I started a club in the school where she was and that continued for some time, maybe 5 or 6 years. And then we moved that one into homes and from there we went into our church and then, you know, it kind of stopped for a while and then because I was illustrating things. And then it came into our home. So that's where I am. That's the point where I am.
Well, I've seen pictures you sent even within the last year of outdoor clubs as well in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
I guess this time of year that doesn't work so well for you, but I would expect those to continue then.
Well, the weather is really in and out, you know, it's so changeable right now. So, but we live in an area where there's a lot of Muslims. So it's not been that easy to reach out to children here. I would love to be able to, but it's kind of like when you're in a neighborhood, it's kind of like they have a network, you know, and they know each other. So, you just have to be careful and be led by the Lord. That's the main thing.
What was it? I missed the one word you said. In this neighborhood, there are a lot of something.
Muslims.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Muslims, you know. There's a big population of Muslim people in Belgium. And it's growing all the time, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of Syrians came here. And before that, also Afghans came here. And
yeah.
Just every you know, Middle Eastern country, really. So it's time for you to talk.
I usually let her talk. She talks very well, knows also very well the language. But what is very interesting right now is that we have about 3,000 Ukrainians, families who come in every day into Brussels.
Oh.
So, like you, you know, President Biden says that he will let in 100,000. We will certainly also have at least 50,000 by the end of this month. So what we ordered is 5,000 booklets in Ukrainian. Do you wonder why? And each of those booklets will go into the hands of the children who can read from about 6, 7, 8 years old up. But, the adults are also interested in those because those packs, they are packs, they have been already distributed by the thousands in Ukrainian itself. Because we have still 70 workers who did not leave when the war started, but are still there and can help a lot. Because, of course, many Ukrainians are Orthodox, and they usually do not get the full counsel of God. So it is a fantastic opportunity also here all over Europe to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and how they can have eternal life.
Wow, 70 still there. That's amazing. And I would suppose many of those are fighters, even if they've remained. They've had to be fighters.
No.
Yes, so right now I'm teaching in a Brazilian church. They're Portuguese, of course, but most of them speak French. So there's no problem in giving a TCE. But this is a fantastic inroad for us because they tell me there are at least 60 Brazilian churches here in Belgium. So that is certainly a first step for us to put our foot into this church. As you know, I'm the national director, not just for Belgium, but also for Luxembourg. That's a small country of about 500,000 people, but very affluent. They're very, very much blessed because there are a lot of banks there, and it's a rich country. It's a beautiful country. In fact, they call it the little Switzerland in some areas, because it resembles like my home country. So there I started about 50 years ago with an African church to do TCEs. And, we have already reached quite a lot of people. I hope to be able to continue to do that. Now that the COVID is not anymore an issue, because it has been an issue for at least 2 years, you know, to do teacher training with Zoom, certainly it works, but it's never the same. We like to have the contact with the people and to be able to challenge them to have a children's club.
I know that you've been trying to find a new director to replace you. Your desire was to retire several years ago, although...
It's difficult, but you know, the problem is there will be most probably a new interim national director, but he would be unable to replace me in the French-speaking area because he doesn't speak French. So there needs to be a solution found until he is able also to direct that work. But, you know, 55% of all people here speak Dutch or Flemish, which is the same language, just you know, small words which change. So there is a lot of work to be done, because since I don't speak Flemish, my wife speaks and understands quite a lot. I don't, because I never had time. I do the English work and the French work. There's a lot of English-speaking people here. In fact, the Flemish schools, they start to teach the children already from third grade English. So most of young adults, they speak English, because they also watch English movies on TV, and yeah, it's very interesting. As you know, Belgium also has a German-speaking population, which is 1%. So we have three national languages.
That complicates things a bit, doesn't it?
Well, I speak German, of course.
Can you turn the volume up? Like, we have to turn up the volume because I can't hear that well. Is there a way of turning it up?
No, it's all, you know, that laptop is quite old, and it's just, I don't see it. It's
okay.
Full.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. Anyway.
Okay. Questions?
There's also one thing that I have been doing, since my time has also kind of coming to an end with CEF, not totally, but one of our friends is from Poland. My closest European friend I met in 1974, when I was working with CEF in Switzerland. And she and her family are really notable Christians in Poland. She's now living in Guildford, England. She's married to a British man. But in Poland, they started an online evangelism group called JesusNet. And this was about 13 or 14 years ago. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people that have come to know the Lord through that. Because what they want to do is, you know, pull in people who don't know the Lord, the seekers. And many of them have come to know Christ. A lot of them have come out of a Catholic background where they've heard about God, but they haven't really had Jesus as in a personal relationship. And so that has been really something special. I was trained last year for a couple of months on how to become an e-coach. And so what they do is they have a team of e-coaches. There's about seven of us now. And then the man who's the director in Poland, he assigns the different people that register online for the course, and then he assigns them to different e-coaches. So I have about, right at the moment, I have about four students, and one woman is just on the threshold of accepting the Lord. It's very exciting. So that has been, for me, that about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, when we first heard about it, I thought that would be a perfect thing to gradually come into, since all you do is sit in your office and go into the computer and you've got the world at your fingertips, you know, to present the Lord Jesus to. So that has really been a good work, and it's really not taking up that much time. The clubs absorb more of my time than that, and I kind of like to stay that way, but it's just been a very fulfilling thing as well to be able to, you know, counsel and help people through using the Bible verses and stuff like that. It's been really good.
Questions? Anyone here? Or
tell us about your family.
Oh, somebody has a question.
Yeah. Bubba asked, tell us about your family. Give us an update on your family.
Okay. You want to talk?
No, I just went with Natalie, who lives in South Carolina in Charleston. She is doing very well in her work life. I've been in Switzerland with her 2 weeks ago for skiing. I have invited her 2 years ago, but it never happened because of COVID. And we finally were able to do that. So she flew into Zurich, and I joined her there with the car, and we went up to a resort, and we skied for 5 days. That was great. Unfortunately, well, let's say I'm not in very good shape these days, because I, after the vaccine, I had an outbreak on my skin, and I'm scratching all the time and I have problems to sleep. So this may be also, or could be, an item of prayer for you, because it started in July and hasn't stopped. And they are close to, you know, to believe, yes, it was from the vaccine, because there are other people who got the boosters and afterwards they got the same thing than what I have. So it's a possibility that that's from the vaccine.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Daniel, go ahead.
What's your favorite thing to do for fun?
For what?
For fun.
Okay. For fun. Oh, wow. For me personally, I love to go to the parks here. We have beautiful parks. They're really nice. And we take our dog. We have a doggie. She's right across from us sleeping now. And you might have heard her snoring. She likes to snore.
That was my dog.
We take her. We take her to the park. Yes, we have another question.
What breed is your dog? German Shepherd?
No, she's called a King Charles Cavalier.
Ooh.
You know what a King Charles is? It looks a little bit like a Cocker Spaniel. But it's our dog is, because she's a Cavalier, she's brown and white. But the other King Charles dogs are black, brown, and white. What are your names?
William, Daniel.
Okay, William and Daniel. All right. Great to talk to you. What do you like to do for fun?
Really, if that would include electronics, I would probably choose probably play Among Us.
A game.
Okay. Great. You must be pretty smart. That sounds like something smart kids would do.
Hey, my favorite thing to do for fun is play on my device.
Oh. Okay, I don't know anything about that, but sounds good. Are you both in a Good News Club? Are you in a Good News Club? No?
Well, you know, but no.
No?
Oh, we
like
music. Yep.
Is that
all there? We talked with our local area director last week, and many of our clubs have been shut down for COVID. We normally during the school year in the schools. Bubba and I were doing that. Paul was a part of at least one of that too, but. So they all shut down. Now in our area, and before COVID, there were about 25 clubs in different schools. Now I think she told us there are 7 or 8
clubs
operating. So the schools have not really welcomed them back. And some of the, you know, the people who do the clubs have been reluctant to go too, but even though we're pretty much out of COVID at this point, at least we hope so.
So is it still really bad there for COVID in Montgomery?
No, it's been very low. It's really not been an issue for a couple of months here. In January, we had that Omicron variant and, you know, that affected some people, but not very badly. But the numbers are very low now, but the clubs have just not reopened.
Okay.
And at this
what
point,
what are you supposed to do about, just out of curiosity, will you have BBS this year?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yeah, we will have EBS and the summer teams. The CEF, Christian Youth in Action, CYIA, Yeah. Those teams they're recruiting and expected to be out, and they'll be out in neighborhoods and community centers and so forth. So, that'll probably go as normal this year. I'm not sure they did very much even last year, but,
We had to have, they had two bubbles last year. You know, they had one age group, in one and another age group in another, and they had like two full BBSs, one in each of those. So it was the woman who organized it is just brilliant. I don't know how on earth she has nerves of steel to be able to get it all together. And the year before that, I think we also did something. Oh no, I know. We had it in the homes. So they had it on Zoom. And so you could have, I think maybe up to five children in your home. Some of them had to be your own children, you know, but they did it like that. And it was fun, but it was nothing like the, you know, the getting together of the whole group. It's just so, so special to do that.
Right.
We usually have ours in August, so we're kind of bracing ourselves to see if we'll go ahead again this year and have it. And this time maybe there won't be bubbles, just have a normal club, a normal BBS.
Is your church coming together since a long time?
We've been meeting, yes. We never really completely closed, although there were times in 2020 when there were maybe just a half a dozen people here. Our minister would preach and it was live streamed and many people watched from home. But really for the last year, more than that, we've been meeting regularly. Gradually people have come back. We still haven't, not everybody has come back. It seems that some people we don't know. You know, you hear a lot of people just kind of falling away during this time. So we don't have some people back for unknown reasons, but, for the most part, we're doing normal services. We restarted our Sunday evening service in January.
Wow, that's good.
And that's been doing well, too.
I have to wear masks now or no?
No. There may be a few people that will wear masks, but we're not requiring masks. And we dropped even I guess it's recommended. We have one overflow room where it's recommended, but I think in that room there may be only one or two people out of the half dozen or so that sit in there.
Yeah.
Well, for us, it's the same. We just opened also for coffee and tea after the service. That was closed. But now, since 2 weeks, it's open. So everything is back to normal, and we are very glad to sing in masks, you know, and to greet each other in masks. It's not.
Not the same.
Yeah. Well,
we've been reading some about a new COVID variant in England, and I assume that's not affecting you at this time.
Not yet. It probably will, though. You know, we always say we get everything that comes out the back door of England, whether it's bad weather or what it is. That's what we get. So it will probably eventually come here, but hopefully, you know, not as strong as some of the other ones.
Yeah, just a follow-up question on the Ukrainians that you are seeing. And maybe it's too early to tell, really. Are most of those Orthodox, or are you finding
We don't know. They just arrived. You know, we actually have three families, Ukrainian families, that are associated with our church. One family are very close friends of ours. In fact, the father, he's young, his mother is the national director of Belarus for CEF. And before, his father was, before he died some years back. But his mother is in Belarus, and we're really wondering how she's doing. But anyway, he came out with his wife, and they have three children. Two of them have to wear cochlear implants. They were born deaf, so they have a whole, you know, other thing to think about. And they all made it. They drove from Kiev to Belgium. Well, I don't want to go into all the details because that's not what we're here for to talk about. But anyway, they are at the Evangelical Theological Faculty, which is a theology school. He's getting his doctorate. He's working on it. He has about a year left to finish that. And they thankfully had apartments there for these three families. So the other family, the other two families, one already has a couple of doctorates, and I think he's a professor at a theology school in Ukraine. And the other man is also working on a doctorate. So they have children. So it's really been great to have them in our church. And you know, one of the things that has come out of this Ukraine crisis, God is allowing really beautiful things to come out. So one of the things is pulling our church close together and has raised up a team of people called the Helping Hands team. And we have been making meals for them, for these three families, two times a week. Each family gets two meals a week. And, you know, we do it. We have a freezer in our church. And when people want to, they can cook food, put it in the freezer, and then it's used, you know, for these different families. So that's really been a blessing. And, I think here in Europe, we also have seen that the NATO has become a lot closer. The countries in NATO have had more of a closeness than before. And from what I sense, having watched the news a lot, CNN is really the only American channel that we can get because we don't have, the cable that, you know, you can get all the stations. But we have sensed that it's also brought together the American government closer. Would you say that would be true? Like,
I don't know if I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
If that's true or not. We're still pretty divided in many, many ways.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really hard. Well, the Lord is coming back.
But what is good that NATO countries now are contributing much more, you know, of their budgets to NATO. And that is certainly very helpful because so far it's always the U.S. who had it all out money all the time. So this is very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something else that that I don't know if I wrote it down, but it would be something good to remember, and that is for a long time we've been praying for our neighbors. So we live on a short street, and we've gotten to know some of the families. It's all been a matter of prayer, really, and a leading of the Lord to try to, you know, connect with different people on our street. And it was in 2018, our home group, so our church has home groups, and we have it once every 2 weeks, we have a home group. And our home group, we decided to go caroling at Christmas time. And so in 2018, it was really cold. It was about the second week of December, and we walked around just up the block because it was so freezing cold. And I said, okay, this is the last house. It was an apartment block, you know. And we could see that there was a light on in the middle floor of the apartment block. And I had seen a Christmas tree. So not everybody has Christmas trees here because, as I said, there's a lot of Muslim people and other people that don't care about it, you know. So, but there was a Christmas tree. I could see it in their living room window. And to make a long story short, it turned out that it was a Greek woman, a young Greek woman who was a divorcee with twins. They're now 12 years old, but we met and when we were singing, finally she opened the window and she looked at him. She was all excited to meet some neighbors, you know. And so little by little over the past few years, we've been getting to know her, and she's really become like a family member. I mean, she comes over here a lot and we have dinner together, and she's been going through many different problems now with her girls. It seems like one valley after the next, but not very many peaks along the way, but her name is Lisa. And then we have connection with, we just had an Armenian mother and her two kids over here. There's actually an Armenian family, but the father wasn't able to work. And there's a Norwegian-Belgian family, and we became very close friends with a next-door neighbor who is Belgian, an older man who finally died of cancer last year, and that was really sad. But, we just really want to be a lighthouse here. Like, Trinity Presbyterian is a powerful lighthouse in Montgomery, and we want to be a powerful little lighthouse in every way we can, so...
Yeah, sometimes our light doesn't beam out as far as it should, but we hope to do that too.
Yeah. We can pray. We can continue to pray for that.
Yeah. Well, let us go to prayer. We would do that, and we would like to pray for you. And
thank you so much.
These folks. Mama, would you start us?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time to be able to heal Peter and Dee Dee and what's going on over there. And thank you for their years of service, Lord, that they have been so faithful to lead up CEF and to reach out to so many young children of different backgrounds. And we just praise you and thank you for that. So we do pray for the new director that's coming, whoever that might be that you have selected, that you would bring some help for Peter and Dee Dee and Lord, that this ministry will go on in such a strong way that it's been going on for years. So I do lift up these neighbors she's talking about, that you would open the door. Lord, we have that same opportunity right here that we need to do the same thing. We have internationals all around us here, and just like they have there, we probably don't have as many Muslims, but such a cross-section. So I just thank you for their faithfulness, but for these many years to do that, and that you would expand the church there. And I'm thankful that the countries are coming together, Lord, and maybe through this it would see the Christians come together, and we might see a revival there happening through that area. We do lift up the Ukrainians, Lord. It's just so horrible to see what's going on, but we thank you that they're able to reach out and help the refugees that are coming out, and that they encourage them and support them. So, again, Lord, we just thank you for this time and hear about the work, and Lord, that you would continue to watch over them. Lord, I do pray your healing hand be upon Peter with whatever he might have, Lord, that it would go away, and the doctors might find a relief for him, that he would get over this and feel better. So, again, Lord, we just thank you for this time, and I pray this in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I pray for the CEF workers in Ukraine, to protect them. Let them minister to these children and their families and see the love of Christ. And it sounds like so many wonderful things are happening in the midst of all this terrible stuff that's going on. And just thank you for like the Helping Hands Ministry, reaching out to these Ukrainian families, the families brought to the Peter and Dee's church, and they can feel at home there, and that you can use them to minister to the Ukrainians that are coming in to Belgium, all these different families that are displaced. Just pray that you'll let them be lights and just continue to make Peter and Dee Dee likes for you, not like they've been for so many years, in Christ's name.
Father, we do give thanks for Peter and Dee Dee and just their long commitment to CEF. And Father, we thank you for the gifts of organization and coordination. And we just pray for them as they seek to continue to train adults in just how to teach children about Jesus. And Father, we pray that you'd just multiply the fruits of their labor as they just wear so many hats, leading children's clubs and vacation Bible school camps and retreats, and just as they seek to help children to come to know Jesus. And to just be able to trust him as their Lord and Savior. And Father, we pray for protection for the CEF Ukrainian leaders who've stayed behind and are ministering to children and their families. And we just ask, Lord, that you put your angels and guard around them and protect them and just give them a clear vision as to how you want to best use them to be your eyes and ears and hands and feet to so many who are in need. Lord, we thank you for Dee Dee's assistant, Linka, and just her passion for CEF and just having grown up in that ministry. And Father, thank you for her willingness to teach in English and just what a huge step of faith that is for her. And Father, thank you for her creativity as well. And Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to grow this work and bless it and just provide every need that they have according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we pray in his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time with Dee Dee and Peter, and just to hear their reports of your hand at work in them and through them, and the ways in which they've been faithful over many years to serve you there with clubs and with children and in the one-on-one relationships with neighbors and to reach out. The Shum Greek woman and others that are there, the Armenian family, this young woman who from Slovakia, Lenka, that is now so much a part of this one club that they're hosting. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to raise up workers through the teaching that Peter and Dee Dee do to take over responsible roles and leadership, and that we praise you for the way your church, your family is the family of God. Those in Christ's kingdom are responding even to this terrible tragedy that is happening in Ukraine, and yet refugees are coming and being welcomed and ministered to in the name of Jesus. And we pray that even through this terrible tragedy, people would come to faith. We pray for those workers that CEF has who remain in Ukraine. And just can only imagine how terrible that must be. And yet they're standing strong. And that I pray that their faith would be strong, that they would know your sovereign hand in perhaps in ways that they never understood before, that they would see your hand at work even around them through the awful death and destruction that's happening. Lord, we know that this world is broken in so many ways, and we just have recent reminders, and yet we know that you are sovereign and that you are faithful to your promises, and we look to the time when Jesus will return, and yet we pray in the meantime, that we be good stewards of the blessings you give us, of the strength you give us, of the opportunities you give us to bear witness to our Lord and Savior, and that others would come to him through that. We know Peter and Dee Dee have done this in many ways through their time of faithfulness, and that they would continue as well. Give them strength and bless them. Let them see your hand at work through them. In all these things, we give you thanks, Father. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.